Video: Young Child Tips Drag Queen with Exposed Fake Breasts at Michigan Bar. By Nick Gilbertson on June 19, 2022. A video depicting a young child tipping a drag queen with uncovered fake breasts has gone viral and sparked outrage among social media users. The video, shared to the Twitter account at LibsOffTikTok, was first posted by TikTok user at DavidLovesDragok, who noted the footage was recorded at Hamburger Mary's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in September, Daily Mail reported. Though the clip, seen below, is from last year, it has only recently gained national attention on social media. The footage shows the man, identified by the TikTok account as drag queen Yara Sophia, decked out in drag and dancing around the restaurant with large fake breasts exposed that bounce to and fro. When he reaches an older woman holding a child in her lap, the drag queen moves to cover the synthetic breasts while smiling and accepting cash from the young child. He then collects bills from several other people before heading in front of the stage and smacking the fake bosoms. A caption on the video simply reads, "OMFG." Washington Examiner columnist Brad Palumbo said that as a gay person, I want absolutely nothing to do with this, in response to at Libs Off TikTok's tweet. Libs Off TikTok's post has received a slew of replies expressing disapproval over the child's presence at such an event. Yara Sophia is a 38-year-old man named Gabriel Burgos Ortiz from Puerto Rico, who appeared on the television show RuPaul's Drag Race. Hamburger Mary's is a franchise with restaurants throughout the country. On its website, it describes itself as an open-air bar and grill for open-minded people, adding that it offers a flamboyant dining experience. The now-closed Hamburger Mary's in Grand Rapids posted an advertisement for Yara Sophia's performance in September, noting he would be at the restaurant on September 23. This month, Breitbart News noted that a viral video surfaced featuring drag queens dancing in front of babies and toddlers at a Dallas Pride event called Drag the Kids to Pride, which was advertised to be family-friendly. The event was anything but family-friendly, as drag queens danced and lip-synced while the children offered them money for their performance like at a strip club, Breitbart News wrote. Drag queen story hours, in which men in drag read to young children, have become prevalent in recent years. This week, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., tweeted his endorsement of such events, as Breitbart News noted.